The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Be'ah, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, the fifth and final parak of Be'ah, Parak Mashilin, discusses a number of shvusin, rabbinic prohibitions against various sorts of activities on Shabbos and Yontif. Since this first daf contains very little of the parak, this lecture will focus on a shvus from the next daf, a quite prominent one, and one whose contemporary application is quite controversial. This is the Isser of dancing and other activities on Shabbos and Yontif. The Mishnah says, Lo metapchin, v'lo mesapkin, v'lo meraktin. Rashi explains, metapchin is biyad, clapping. Lo mesapkin is striking a hand on a thigh, al yarech, v'lo meraktin. And we're not allowed to dance on Shabbos or Yontif. The Gemara explains, why? Gzeira shem yitakin klei sher. A gzera that one may fix a musical instrument that one has been using for musical accompaniment. Fix or construct in some formulations. So the Mishnah says quite clearly that dancing is prohibited on Shabbos and Yontif. There is a common custom, particularly in Hasidic circles, that Jews do dance on Shabbos and Yontif. Many years ago, I used to attend Camp Rosh Raga in the Catskills in New York, where the custom was that at the Sudas and Shabbos, there would be dancing after the meals. Rav Nathanael Quinn, Zichrono Livracha of Tara V'Das, I remember vividly, used to get up and announce that the custom of the camp is to dance. Some people think it's a Hasidic versus Litvish thing. This is not the case, he said. His Rebbe, Rav David Leibowitz, Zichrono Livracha of Chavetz Chaim, and Misnaged of the time of the Vilna Gaon, he said, nevertheless, endorsed dancing, so it's not a Hasidic thing. The truth is, however, it is really a Hasidic thing. In our Shraga itself, Rav Zelig Epstein, Zichrono Livracha of Shara Torah, did not approve of dancing, while he himself did not engage in controversy, and neither did his students, but it was widely understood that he did not condone the practice and his followers would not dance. And the truth is, as we shall see, the staunchest defenders of dancing explicitly and proudly acknowledge that it is a Hasidic custom. The Menachas Elazar, Rav Ehrenberg, the Dvar Yeshua, they bring proof to the legitimacy of the practice from the fact that it was the practice of Gedolei HaChassidim. Those who were against it were by and large not the Hasidic authorities, so there definitely is some truth to the fact that there is a dispute in this area between Hasidic and non-Hasidic poskim, although as we shall see, the roots of the dispute go back much earlier, and there are halachic arguments on both sides. So what exactly is the halachic justification for the contemporary, quite widespread practice, which is certainly prevalent even beyond Hasidic circles, to dance on Shabbos? So there are at least four major and various other minor explanations for the practice, justifications for the practice. We begin with perhaps the most important and the most famous one, the opinion of Tosus. Tosus says in Be'ah Daf Lamed, the gzera of Eimatapchen Ve'emarachten is because of Shem Yitakin Klei Sher. Tosus says, Niu L'didon Shari, for us, in contemporary times, in the medieval era, it is mutter. Tadavka be a mehen, shayubaki and lasis klesher. In those days, in Talmudic times, they were skilled, they were expert in constructing klesher. Tosfos here uses the formulation to make klesher. The Gemara had yitakin klesher. But in any event, in those days, they knew how to do this. Shayach lemigzer. There was a plausible gzer. Abeludidon, einodabaki and lasis klesher, blo shayach lemigzer. We are not expert, we don't know how to make musical instruments, and therefore there is no basis for a gzera. Tosus' explanation is highly problematic. The Achronim ask two basic questions, two basic families of questions on Tosus. First, they are doubtful about the Matthias. They say there is a great deal of tuning, even if not constructing from scratch or making major repairs. There's all kinds of tuning of instruments, which they argue would constitute Malacha Daraisa, which a typical player, a typical performer, knows how to do. So the Matthias is that we do know how to fix instruments, even to the extent that what we would do would be a Chiyuv Chatas. So why isn't there room for a Gzera? Moreover, they ask, there is a major famous rule of Chazal, that a Gzera, even if the reason no longer applies, the Gzera remains in force. Dover Sheva Minyan, the Gemara says in the first parak in Be'ah, Tzarech Minyan Acher Latiro. A whole sugya about this, but the basic rule accepted by the consensus of the poskim is, when Chazal established a rule, a gzera, even if the reason no longer applies, the gzera is still in force. So what does Tosus mean? Even if we accept the realia that we are no longer experts in the construction or fixing of klesher, So what? Why would the Gezerah not still remain in force? So this question was asked as early as the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef brings Tosfos and asks from the Gemara that says that even if Nisbatal Tam HaGezerah, even if the reason no longer applies, Lo Nisbatal HaGezerah, Beis Yosef answers somewhat tersely. Tosfos compares the Gezerah against musical instruments, dancing, singing, Lamashkim Begulim, to the Isser of Chazal against drinking water that has been uncovered, because Chazal were concerned that a snake may have drunk from the water and emitted poison into the water. To Sharu Ha'edna, the Balei Tosfos said that this Gezerah no longer applies. Indeed, most of us do not follow this Gezerah. V'fishein ha'nachashim metuyim, because we no longer have snakes, we no longer have this problem. Moshe Kosovo Hamzal, Perek Beis of Avodah Zarah. This is what Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah. And Tosfos holds that musical instruments, the Gezerah against music and dancing on Shabbos, falls into the same category. The reason no longer applies, therefore the Gezerah no longer applies either. Incidentally, there is actually a major dispute among the Achronim whether Tosfos means to be lenient just on dancing and clapping or even on the actual playing of musical instruments. There are definitely some major Achronim who understood that according to Tosfos, even actual playing of instruments is mutter on Shabbos. The consensus view, however, is that it is not, that either that Tosfos himself, Tosfos themselves, were only being lenient about dancing and clapping, or L'chol HaPachus, that we only follow Tosfos there. Many, perhaps most Achronim say that we can't use Tosfos as a basis for leniency on actual playing of musical instruments, although the Ramad does say that the custom was they would have non-Jews play instruments on Shabbos in certain cases. It doesn't say Jews. In any event, in this lecture, we're focusing on singing and dancing, which Tosfos says clearly, unequivocally, and the Beis Yosef defends that dancing is mutter in contemporary times, at least in Tosfos' times, because we no longer know how to fix or make musical instruments, and the Beis Yosef explains that Tosfos compares it to a mashkim megulim. The Taz quotes the Beis Yosef. Unfortunately, the Taz's quote is somewhat different from what we have in the Beis Yosef. That may be helpful or not. In any event, the Taz says that the Rama explains that we don't worry so much about fixing instruments because milsud lo shriach. It's uncommon that we should know how to make, fix musical instruments. Says the Taz, but zematura, it's the question from Be'ah. The rule is, even if nisbatl tam, lo nisbatl hagzera, hachashani kivan lo shriach kol kach. Here, it's not shriach that we know how to fix musical instruments. Neither the Beis Yosef nor the Taz is that understandable. Well, first of all, the Achronim point out that the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef as saying something he never said, anything about lo shriach. Also, neither the Beis Yosef nor the Taz is particularly comprehensible. The Beis Yosef says that the Tosfos compares instruments to Mayim Megulim. Mayim Megulim itself is something that needs an explanation. Why is that not Davar Shemenyan? And there are various explanations given by the Poskim for why Mashkim Megulim is not Davar Shemenyan. It's far from clear that those explanations apply to musical instruments. The Taz is certainly incomprehensible. What do you mean, Lo Shriach Kol Kach explains why there's no Gzerah? Even when the time of the Gzerah is totally obsolete, even when there's no Gzerah at all, there's no basis for Gzerah, the Gzerah still remains in force. So if it's Lo Shriach that we can fix instruments, it's not common that anyone knows how to fix an instrument, Kol Shkein, the Gzerah should remain in force. The Gzerah, even if the time is batel, Lo Nisbatel HaGzerah. What on earth does the Taz mean that because it's Lo Shriach for someone who knows how to fix an instrument, therefore there's no Gzerah? So what does the Beis Yosef mean? What's the analogy to Mayim Megulim? What does the Taz mean? Why does the Taz misquote the Beis Yosef? These are questions that are asked by numerous Achronim. Sholem Eshev, Rav Yosef Sholem Nathanson, says, Tmahani, doesn't understand Tosfos, Bashkofa Rishona, Kol Davar Sheh B'Gzeira, after Batel HaTam, Lo Batel HaGzeira. Brings the Beis Yosef, who says it's okay by analogy to Mayim Megulim. Ma'ot Tmahani, he says, what kind of analogy? Lo Dami, Mashkim Megulim, he says, even in the time of Chazal, there were some places that had a snake problem. There were some places that weren't. Chazal themselves only made the Gzera, only applied it to those places that were infested by snakes. So today, where we never have snakes, we never have this problem, our society is like the places in the time of Chazal where there were no snakes. But musical instruments, he says, we don't find there were different places. The assumption seems to be that people in general did know how to fix instruments in the time of Chazal. That's a classic case of even if batel hatam, lo batel hagzera. He doesn't understand Tosfos. He says, he brings the Taz, brings the Beis Yosef. Tmahani says, no such Beis Yosef. The Chiluk the Taz makes has no basis in earlier Poskim. Sarachiyun, he says, the Chiluk of the the chiluk of the Tosfos is Tzarachin. Now we should note, the Sholem Eshev, the context of his passage, is a fiery polemic against the notorious Yelad Zikunim of the notorious Aaron Charon. Yelad Zikunim was the final work in a long and colorful, notorious life of one of the most important of the early reformers, the Bet Noir of the traditional rabbinate, ferociously opposed by Rabbi Kveger, the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Mordechai Benet, the Sholem Eshev. We shall return to the Sholem Eshev's attack on him in our lecture for Daf Lamed Vav, Daf Chumen, Daf Lamed. But in any event, the Sholem Eshev's problem with Tosfos is expressed in the context of Aaron Charon's attempt to legitimize the notorious practice of playing the organ in shul on Shabbos, even via non-Jews. Sholem Eshev is arguing that there is no halachic legitimacy for this. This was not the first time this had been discussed. A couple of decades earlier, there was a celebrated polemic about it, where the overwhelming consensus of perhaps unanimity of traditional orthodoxy was playing the organ on Shabbos is prohibited. And in the course of the Sholem Eshev's arguments against any leniency for playing the organ, for which there were, of course, other reasons to forbid, Kukas Hagayim, supporting the Apikorsim, and other reasons, that's where the Sholem Eshev makes these objections to the Sheet of Tosfos. He goes on and he says that even if we follow Tosfos, that only applies to Sipuk V'Rikud, clapping and dancing, not to musical instruments. As we mentioned earlier, many poskim say that. Not all, though. There were poskim who did extend Tosfos to musical instruments. In any event, that is the Sholem Eshev's objection to Tosfos. Doesn't understand the Beis Yosef, doesn't understand the analogy to Maya Megulim, doesn't understand the Taz, and he says Tosfos is difficult to understand. Rav Avadia, Miyabia Omer, says he remembers when he was young, he also had this question. The Taz, he says, where did he get this from? It's not in the Beis Yosef. And it doesn't really make sense, he says. Akatilo Ifrik Mechulsha. Doesn't answer the question. What do you mean now it's Milsad Lo Shchiach and we don't know how to fix instruments? Even if the Tam is totally bottle, even if no one knows how to fix instruments, not Lo Shchiach, even if it's completely unheard of. The halacha is Lo Bottle at the Kanav Gzera. So what exactly is the Taz, what exactly is the Beis Yosef telling us? What is Pshat and Tosis? One approach proposed by the Beis Meir, and Rav Avadia brings other Achronim who say similar things. He actually argues that this is implicit in a Ritva. But in any event, several Achronim say this explicitly. The Beis Meir brings the Taz and says, I don't know what he's talking about. Beis Yosef never said this. What do you mean, Lo Shchiach? How does that answer the question? He said, it's still Davar Shra Minyan. Brings the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef actually says that it's an analogy to Maya Megulim. Maya Megulim itself is Tarachian. He brings the Pri Chadash, a much quoted passage in Yoredeya in the Siman of Maya Megulim and Kufta Zayin, explains, he asks numerous theorists between cases where we do apply the rule of Davash Raminian, even if Batla Atam, Lo Batla Gzera, many other cases where we say that when the Tam is Batel, the Gzera is also Batel, and he establishes a famous rule that we discussed earlier, that when something, even in the time of Chazal, did not apply universally, only applied to certain areas, certain communities, then there were only gozer for those communities. And today, if it doesn't apply at all, we say we're like those communities where the gzera never applied. And that's Maya Megulim. Even in the time of Chazal, not everywhere had a nachash problem. So but the problem is, how can the Beis Yosef compare musical instruments to nachashim? So he says, the Beis Yosef must mean, if we assume he agrees with this celebrated principle of the Pri Chadash, there are sources in the Rishonim for it also, he says, the Ran, he says, if we assume that the Beis Yosef is on board with this, we have to understand the Beis Yosef means that even in the time of Chazal, not all places, not all communities knew how to fix instruments. So Chazal themselves only made Gzeira for those communities that were expert in fixing instruments. And therefore today, where nobody knows how to fix instruments, claims Tosis, we all fall into the category. We have the same din as those places that even in the time of Chazal did not know how to fix instruments. And that is the pshat in Tosfos. The Beis Meir goes on and says there's another case, though, which doesn't fit into this rule, and in general, there are many steerers in this principle of Davar Shra Minyan between cases where the Gzera, we say, does not apply, cases where it does apply, a full discussion of which is beyond the scope of this lecture. In any event, the Beis Meir is the first explanation we have for Tosfos, that yes, indeed, Tosfos does follow the principle of the Pri Chadash and the other poskim that Davar Shra Minyan, the one great exception is where even in the time of Chazal, the Gzera did not apply universally. Therefore, today, if it doesn't apply at all, we say we're just like those places where it did not apply even in the time of Chazal. Yichav Adas, Yabia Omer, bring other Achronim, the Nahari Afar Simon, and others. Rabbi Newmark and Eish Lavram, who say similar things. That's one approach to Tosus, that since even in Chazal's time, not everyone knew how to fix instruments, therefore we do not apply the rule of Gzeira Shabbat Latam, Lo Bat LaHatakana. And that's how they want to explain the Taz too. When the Taz says it's Lo Shchiach, he doesn't just mean that now it's Lo Shchiach. Of course, now even if it's Batal entirely, the Gzeira still applies. He means even in Chazal's time, it was Lo Shchiach that people should know how to fix instruments. So even in Chazal's time, the Gzeira did not apply uniformly. And the Taz and Beis Yosef are all saying the same thing, that even in Chazal's time, it was not a universal Gzeira, and therefore today, it does not apply at all. Rabbi Yosef has another approach to the Taz. The Taz just means, since even in Chazal's time, it was a far-fetched Gzeira, it was Lo Shchiach. Even in Chazal's time, the Gzeira was a stretch, so we don't apply the rule of Gzeira Shabbatla, Taima Labatla Takanta. But in any event, the common approach taken to Tosfos, the first one is that since even in Chazal's time, the Gzeira was not universal, therefore in today's era, it does not apply at all. Another approach is found in the Taras Chesed of Lublin. Taras Chesed has a long programmatic essay trying to limb the parameters of the principle of Dovashir Minyan. One of the major exceptions that he finds is another famous one of the Rush. The Rush is talking about a gzera not to wear a talis shel pishtan because a gzera of kilayim, if tcheles is semer. And the Baalei Tosfos, some of them said the gzera does not apply b'zman hazeh. Why isn't it Dovashir Minyan? So they say Dovashir Minyan only applies where the tam, even though we know the tam is not self-evident, the tam is not so widely known. So even though we know the tam doesn't apply, people might not always realize that. And therefore, if we allow the gzera to become obsolete, people will come to make mistakes and be madam milsa and do isurim. However, he says a case where the tam of the gzera is self-evident, everyone knows the tam, and everyone therefore clearly understands that the tam no longer applies. We do not apply the rule of gzera shabbat l'taima, lo bat l'takanta. Says the Taras Chesed, that is tranentosis. Tosus says that the gzera against music, against dancing at least, no longer applies. The question is again, what happened to Dovashir Minyan? And here he rejects the approach of the Beis Meir and the other Achronim and says, here it's clearly a gzera mechlates. He takes for granted this was a gzera that applied universally in the time of Chazal, so we can't apply the other exception that non-universal gzeras can become void later. This was a universal gzera. He says, we have to say Pshat and Tosfos is that the time was Yadua, Shemi Yitak and Klishir, and therefore, now the time doesn't apply, there's no need for the gzera, like the Rush. He brings the Beis Yosef, and he says he doesn't understand the Beis Yosef. Again, what's the connection to Mayim Megulim? He says, again, Mayim Megulim, you have the Svara that it was not a gzera mechlates. Didn't apply everywhere. This gzera is mechlates, he says. So he doesn't understand what the Beis Yosef means. So he rejects the Beis Yosef. Machvarti, he says, it's like the Rush, even though the gzera was universal, since the Tam was self-evident, and today it doesn't apply. Therefore, the rule of gzera shabbat l'taima lo bat l'takanta does not apply, and the gzera becomes void. One major problem with his approach is that even if we assume that the Tam of the gzera was universally known, the fact that the Tam no longer applies is certainly not universally known. As we shall discuss presently, many Achronim say that we still do know how to fix Klei Sher. So if Gedolei Achronim held that we do know how to fix Klei Sher, even if they're wrong, you can hardly claim that it's self-evident and universally understood that the Tam doesn't apply. You can't say that everyone knows something that Gedolei Achronim say is not true. So if the Tam, even if the original Tam is well known, if the obsolescence of the Tam is not well known, then it's not clear. You can compare that to the Rush. In any event, this is a second approach to the Shita of Tosus, that since the Tam was self-evident and universally understood, then the reason of Gzera Shabbat L'Taima L'Abbat L'Takanta does not apply. So as we mentioned, a number of Achronim argue that Tosus' claim that we don't know how to fix instruments is simply wrong. Either they reject it, or they say that things have gone back to the time of Chazal. One way or another, they say today, clearly, those who play instruments do know how to do at least certain tikkunim, which would be Chiyuv Chatas. The Torah Shabbos of Rav Vail says that Lo Shayach Etzleinu, this reason does not apply to us. Shebekiyin Bo, K'mo B'zman HaTalmud. He seems to be willing to concede that in Tosfos' time, perhaps they weren't, but today they certainly are. He says, even tikkun ha'arachat ha'metarim, arranging the strings, he says, could be daraisa. And every Baal Menagin, every player of an instrument knows how to do those kinds of basic tune-ups. So he says, Tosfos' reason does not apply b'zman hazeh. Aruch HaShulchan is also very unhappy with Tosfos, makes both these objections. He says, Chiras Neme HaKinar, tying the strings of the kinar, the violin, or whatever string instrument a kinar was. Shchichi Tuva, very, very common, he says. Another kind of tuning, he says, Legalgalal HaYasedas, to roll the instrument on poles. Hainush Megalgalin HaYasid HaChetashav HaNeim Aliyas Kenachon. They roll the instrument on a peg or a pole until the string becomes proper, the tension perhaps. These two things both have a chiyuv chatas, he says. The former is kshira, the latter is tikkun mana, m'sakein. So the matthias is, we do know how to fix instruments, he says. Va'od, he says, chalila levatel shvushta rabbanan v'etam ke'elu. Chas v'shalom, he says, how can we be lenient based on such arguments? Not sure exactly what he means. Perhaps he means the first argument, that gzeirah shebatla taima lo batla takanta. So he rejects Tosus and says, this is clearly not a valid justification for the minhag. He does have a justification of his own, which we shall get to later. But Tosus's argument, he feels, is insufficient. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, also is very unhappy with Tosus. He says, first of all, he says, even if we'll say that in Chazal's time they were more expert in fixing instruments, he says, but we know how to do some tikkunim, he says, and therefore the rule of Gzeirah Shebatla Taima Lo Batla Takanta applies. First of all, he says, the Matthias says, we do have people who know how to make, Kolshkin, he says, we do have people who know how to fix instruments. Gambi Amenu, there are those who are bucky. And even if they're not, he says, we still have the rule of Gzeirah Shebatla Taima Lo Batla Takanta. He explains, what about Mayim Megulim? The Beis Yosef says, Tosus compares it to Mayim Megulim. Mayim Megulim is different, he says. Mayim Megulim, and some other examples, he says, Mayim Megulim, the pshat is, the getter of Chazal's Gzeirah was, that even if snakes are very uncommon, even if the problem is very uncommon, Chamiras Tekanta Meisura, so Chazal said, the format of the Gzeirah was to magnify the Chashash, even though it's a Chashash Rachak, the Gzeirah says, consider it as a clear and present danger. But that's all they did. They magnified a minor chashash to a major chashash. When there's no chashash at all, Chazal weren't gozer. So there was no gzeira meikara on a case where there was no chashash at all. Instruments, he says, the gzeira was, wherever there's at least a remote chashash of instruments, we have the same gzeira. Since there is certainly a remote chashash of instruments, he says, we have the gzeira. They ashered batsim, the playing of music and dancing. So that still applies, even bizman hazeh and kolshkin, because we do have people who know how to play instruments. It's not like Mayim Megulim, Beis Yosef is wrong, he says. So Tosus is not really a persuasive argument. Talmaisa, he says, that you do have the sheet of Tosus, and he says people are mekel, he says, but in Svara he has a hard time with Tosus. So he does propose an elaborate justification, an elaborate explanation of Tosus. He says that the heter Tosus means is comprises two components. First of all, he says, another heter of the Rishonim, which Dorma also brings, was Mutiv Shiyushogin Valiyumei Zidim. We don't tell people not to play music, not to dance, because they don't listen to us. They're not going to listen to us. Rav Avadia argues at length that according to this reason, that's only if we know they won't listen to us. If we have a safek, he brings raias, we should tell them. According to the reason we've been discussing until now, the gzera doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Even if we know they'll listen, we don't have to tell them. But Tosus' first reason was that people wouldn't listen. This was a gzera that was widely flouted, at least in his time, and therefore mutiv shiyushogin. Says Rav Moshe, even Tosus' second teretz is ultimately involves that reason too. Tosus meant since the gzera was low pashta, Chazal tell us that when a gzera is low pashta originally, the gzera is not binding. This gzera was pashta originally. In the time of Chazal, it was widely followed. But at some later point in Jewish history, people began to flout and ignore the gzera. So really, he says, we would like to be mevatel the gzera, because you see that there's an inyan of mutiv shiyushogin. We don't want people to be doing an iser. So people are doing it, and we can't stop them. We would like to be mevatel the gzera. As long as the reason for the gzera still applies, we're not going to do that. But as soon as the reason no longer applies, then we certainly would like to get together and mevatel the gzera, because it serves no purpose anyway. There's no realistic concern anymore. Just as a rule of gzera shebatla taima lo batla takanta. But since the gzera is widely flouted, we really should be mevatel it. It just hasn't happened. Practically speaking, we haven't gotten together and done this. But since it's clear that the chachamim all over the world would like to get together and do it, so we say it's as if it's done. It's as if they got together. Since the tam doesn't apply, and the gzera at this point is no longer pashta, we say it's as if all the chum got together and abrogated the gzera. That is the heter of Tosus, which, as we'll discuss presently, he doesn't think is necessarily the optimal way to go, but that is at least the pshat in Tosus. So this is yet another explanation for what Tosus means and why it does not contradict the rule of gzera shebatla taima. Lo batla takanta. So how do we paskin? is the shita of Tosfos lahalacha. So the Ramah, Darkei Moshe, the Ramah, and Shin Lamechash, Shin Lamentes, brings both these ideas. First, mutav shiyushogin v'aliyu mazidin, we shouldn't tell them because they won't listen. And second, we have a hetzer based on Tosfos. First, he says mutav shiyushogin v'yesha amrim d'bizman hazeh, hakol shari, everything is mutter. Because we don't really know how to fix or make musical instruments. That's where the Taz takes off from. It's Loshriach. Anyone knows how to fix or make musical instruments. The Efsher Shalzeh Nagul Lahakol Bakol. Efsher, maybe that's why people are lenient on everything, even perhaps playing instruments. Efsher. So the Ramah is quite tentative. The Ramah, the Stam, says that it's Osir and only Mutiv Yishogin. The Yesh Amrin, that this is the reason. And Efsher, the Minig, is based on this. Doesn't sound like a ringing endorsement of this idea. In a tshuva of the Ramah, though, he is somewhat more enthusiastic about this heter. He says, Kvar Pashat Heter Tipuach Urikud. The heter of clapping and dancing is widespread. And also, he says, we instruct non-Jews to play instruments. And this is all based on Tosfos. Hakol hu mitam divrei Tosfos bo shayach derezu bizman hazeh. So here he says it's a widespread minhag, and it's because of Tosfos, doesn't say mutav shiyushogin. And here he seems much more willing to wholeheartedly endorse the minhag and endorse relying on Tosfos. The truth is, we should note that the context of the Ramah, one of his most famous tshuvas, it was about a Yosoma whose wedding got delayed and would have to take place on Shabbos, which is normally Aser. He was looking for all kinds of limudei zchus, all kinds of justifications and rationalizations for going ahead with the wedding on Shabbos, even though that's Aser. It would be a terrible busha, he says, for the girl if we pushed off the wedding. She was already an adult, she was older, and she was a Yosoma, she didn't have resources. He was looking for all kinds of heterim. So one of his heterim was that Tosfos basically says that when the tam of these gzeiros no longer applies, neither do the gzeiros, and he wants to argue by analogy that even the Ister of Kedushin shouldn't apply. The gzeira is Shema Yichtov. You may write shtaros, and he says Yadua, the minhag pashut b'Yisrael. In the Ramah's time, the chassan did not write neither the ksuva nor the shtareris in himself because many people didn't know how to write. Even those who did, we say shlo l'chalek. We don't want to embarrass those who don't know how to write. So the chassan's not going to write the ksuva himself anyway. So there's no gzeira, there's no time for the gzeira. What about the chazan, the one who writes the ksuva? That gzeira, there's no gzeira for him either, he says. But in any event, the Ramah is trying to find a limud chus to hold a wedding on Shabbos, which he does by analogy to playing music, which Tosha says is mutter, which he says is the minhag. So again, the Ramah's actual case was a shasat chag gadol, so we don't know for sure he'd be willing to be makil easily, but in any event, he does say that the minhag was to be makil even to play music via non-Jews. Some achronim say that the Ramah really would have allowed playing music even by Jews, just if there was no need for such a heter, because why do a greater Isser or a greater Shail if we can do a lesser thing? Use non-Jews, but really he would have been Matir even Jews, or Orchid Mil Sekachu, but maybe he would have been Mekil even via Jews themselves to actually play instruments, or maybe not. But in any event, the Ramah in the Tshuva, at least, that wasn't his primary point, but he does say that the custom was to let to sing and dance, and that is based on Tosfos. Kaf HaChaim says you should not really be Samech on Tosfos. A person should be stringent for his family too, even for a tzarach mitzvah. And the Sfaradim in general are much more stringent on this because they don't follow the Ramah as much as Ashkenazim do. Rav Avadia has lengthy discussions of this in a couple of tshuvas in Yabia Omer Chela Gimel, Simon Chafez, Simon Chavtes, and again in Yichav Adas, covers much of the same ground, adds some details. He says that Ramah does bring this idea, however, he says, even the Ramah brings Tosfos only as a Yesh Omrim, and the first opinion that it's Aser, but Mutav Shiyushogin is Bestam, the Halacha is Kestam. And he says, V'chein Hadin, the Halacha is not like this Tosfos, because Kol HaPoskim disagree with Tosfos. The Beis Yosef himself says, the Marik, who says the only Heter is Simchas Torah, a special Heter for Kavodat Torah, implies that he did not go with Tosfos, that is a general Heter B'zman Hazeh. So most Poskim disagree with Tosfos, he says, and Kolshkin Lidi Don for Sardim, we follow Haras Maran, he says. The Mechaber doesn't bring any such kula. The Mechaber is so same that singing and dancing, music, dancing and clapping is Aser. Bizman Hazeh is Aser. So Rav Avadia's conclusion is, in the Yichav Adas, Ein Lahatzer Bechlal, clapping or dancing on Shabbos, because the Gzera still applies, particularly, says, for Sfardim and Eidot Tamizrach, who follow Maran. Maran says, flatly, dancing, clapping is Aser, even Bizman Hazeh. V'chein HaMinuk, he says, this is the prevailing custom in his circles, B'glil HaSeinu Lesser, And if somebody is makil, he says, to clap and dance on Shabbos, you should tell him. Tell him to stop. Roy lahar v'lemoser ozno lahodio shezeo neged halacha. You should tell him gently, he says, dibrecham v'nachas nishmaim. You should tell him that you're wrong, you shouldn't be doing this, but tell him gracefully, graciously, that it's wrong. U'machichem yinam, you should give tochacha. Do it sweetly, and you will get reward from heaven. Aleim tavo, tavo bracha tov. So the primary issue is Sfardim, but Rav Avadia is mashma. Even for Ashkenazim, he does not think that the correct practice is to be lenient based on the Ramah. Yalkut Yosef is perhaps a little bit less stringent. His language, he says, the Ramah Kilim, he says, based on Tosis, but Ein Lahakel Sfardim. For Sfardim, who are Makabel Haros Maran, it is Aser, and Lachena Menegum Makamasenu. And Lachena, again, he says, at least for Sfardim, you have to be very machmer. He says, if someone sees a Sfardi clapping or dancing, you should tell him that it's against halacha. But benachas, tzarech l'chicha benachas, don't get into a fight. Shaz dvarav yiskablu, kidvarav dvarav benachas, and nishmaim. Anyone who has yiras Hashem, yiras Elokim belibo, he should be stringent himself, and he should encourage others to be stringent. B'lashem shel zaharis, b'al yikashlu be'isr zeh. He does have certain leniencies, which we'll get to presently, but certainly for Sfardim, perhaps even for Ashkenazim, Rav Avadia says it is usur to dance and clap on Shabbos. Rav Moshe, we mentioned earlier, spends a while trying to explain what Tosis meant, but at the end of the day, Rav Moshe also is not really enthusiastic about leniency. Rav Moshe says that L'maisa the Mechaber disagrees. The Mechaber says that it is usur, and we don't really know exactly what Tosis meant. Tamatozein Abar, we proposed an innovative and creative idea, he says, but we don't really understand Tosis that well. Min haroi lahachmer, really, stringency is appropriate. L'chol ha'pachas l'balei nefesh, at least for balei nefesh, stringency is appropriate. Ha'peladina chazina shemekilim. Rav Moshe says, Yireim and Shleimim are lenient. We see the minigis to be mekil, so you can actually rule that it's usur. Not quite as strict as Rav Avadia, but he says it is a problematic shita, and at least the balei nefesh should be machmer. The diametrically opposed position, the most remarkably lenient view I have seen, is that of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, shown to me by my friend Shlomo Yisraeli. In Emes Liakov on Shulchan Aruch and Ilcha Shabbos on Shin Lamates, he says there is no hechruch that anybody disagrees with Tosis, ain shum hechruch that any of the Rishonim and even the Achron disagree with Tosis. Remarkable claim. Rav Avadia says everyone disagrees with Tosis. Beis Yosef himself says that it seems that those other Rishonim don't agree with Tosis. Mechaber himself doesn't bring Tosis, but the Rav Yaakov says not necessarily true that anyone disagrees with Tosis. And even the Achronim, he says, the only Achron he knows who clearly disagrees with Tosis is the Torah Shabbos, Ravail, who says that since we do know how to fix instruments, we should not be lenient. And even the Ramah, he says, was not Docha Devrei Tosis. Rav Avadia argues he brought the stringent view as a stam, and Tosis is a Yesh Amrim. But Rav Yaakov says the Ramah did not reject Tosis. The only one who flatly disagrees is the Torah Shabbos, Ravail. Im Kain, he says, Harot Zalismach al Haramat, Tavol of Bracha. If someone wants to be lenient, Tavol of Bracha. Not Bal Nefesh Yachmer like Ramosha, not like Rav Avadia that it's Osir to be Mekel. If someone wants to be Mekel, Tavol of Bracha. And if that's not enough, Rav Yaakov goes on and says, he says, Adarabba, because of the rule of Mutif Shiyu Shogigin, that's a justification, that means not only shouldn't you yell at people who do it, Osir Lassos Minig Lesser. It is actually Osir to try to establish a stringent custom. Because he says, look, those who are lenient won't listen to us. Mutav shiyu shogeg v'yom hazidin. That means they're not going to listen to us. Because they think it's a mitzvah to dance. He says, dumani, I think he says, lemaisa, that if someone himself, a private person on his own, wishes to be stringent, mutter lo. He's allowed to be machmer. He grudgingly tells Rav Avadia, you're allowed to be machmer. But latakin minog, he says, to try to establish a policy that dancing is usur, chalila v'chalila. In a public way, to try to be mevatel the custom of dancing, chalila v'chalila. The Gemara itself says, lo machinam behu. In the case of mutav shiyu shogin, we don't protest. We don't tell people it's us, because of mutav shiyu shogin, to change the minhag, he says, if there's a widespread minhag to dance, and we're going to say, no more minhag, we don't like this, ein lecha macha gedola mizu. A yachid, he says, a private person is allowed personally to be chosh, allowed to be machmer like the Torah Shabbos and Rav Avadia. But to be machmer in public, to establish a policy, chalila v'chalila. We should note, in context, Rabbi Yaakov has a footnote in Emes Liakov where he says, this is a letter from Tavshin Lamedayin, he says he wants to concede that Vavonoseinu HaRavim, his memory is not what it used to be, and therefore he says he's not writing necessarily Lahalacha, he's just discussing what his correspondent told him. So not sure how much you rely on this lahalacha, but nevertheless, as someone who's not writing lahalacha, he uses very strong language, chalila v'chalila, to try to abolish the custom, and only a private person can be machmer. That is his hachra. So this is one approach to the contemporary minhag to be mekel, the approach based on Tosus that because we don't know how to fix or make clay share, the gzera no longer applies. A second major heter, and this is the chassidish heter. This is the heter of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacher Rav, the Chusa Yagin Aleinu. Minchas Elazar was asked about the Chassidim and Anshei Maisa. He explicitly concedes this is a Chassidic custom. They dance and they clap, Simchas, Runanim, for Hashem, on Shabbos and Yontif. What's the heter, he says? The heter was the Simchas Torah. Early poskim say there's a heter of mitzvah of Kavanah Torah. Mashmah, there's no general heter of Shabbos and Yontif. Many of the yeshivas have customs. They dance on Shabbos and Yontif. I once heard from a noted Rosh Hashiva that it's all Nechlal in the Heter of Yontif. But Minchas Elazar's question was, how can that be? It's Mashma only Simchas Torah. So what's the Heter? So he says, you have the Ramah, but the Ramah, to be Samech on the Ramah, he says, is a major problem. And he actually notes, he says, Befrat, as we noted earlier, relying on the Ramah was what the Reform did. The Meschadshim, Hakofrim, Beorgil, those who were Mekel to play the organ in Shul, based to Flosam in their temples, he says. If you look at the great controversy in the Tzara Chaim from the 1819 or so, they were also Mechan the Ramah. And people were Hiko Osam al Kadkadan, the establishment rabbinate, the traditional, authentic rabbinate, vehemently objected. Eich Natar Anachnu Lismach Lechil al Zeh, how can we rely on a Heter which was first pushed by the Reform? So what kind of business is that? And anyway, he says the whole heter was only for, really he says the whole heter, the real heter of Tosus is only for dancing. Anyway, he says, not for music, so maybe that's not so bad. We're not doing the same thing as the Reform. But in any event, what exactly is the heter for the Hasidim and the Anshei Maisa to dance on Shabbos? So the Minchas Elazar's basic approach is that the heter is Dvar Mitzvah. The heter is, it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and that is the heter. He says, Rabbeinu HaKadoshim, HaGaonim, Asher B'Zchusim, Anu Chayim, we live in their merit. HaChasidim, Talmidim Abba'am Achareihem, he says, since we find the heter of Simchas Torah, of Kavadat Torah, so we can say, Gam b'chol Simchas Yontif, Rikudim v'sipukin mutter. However, he clarifies, in order to answer certain questions, he clarifies, Ein a mitzvah l'chol adam, this is not something that's simply a mitzvah for everyone, like eating a meal on Shabbos is, Rak l'mi, he says, only for those people, poetically he says, Shabor b'kirbo rish ve'esh, whose insides are consumed by Rish Ve'esh, sparks of fire, shall have as ka, a godly flame, Simchas Yontif, Asher Chilanu, that Hashem gave us the wonderful gift of Shabbos and Yontif, have a lo l'chol adam. For ordinary people, it's a tircha, and it's not a simcha shel mitzvah, it may nechoshik l'zeh, it's only people who truly have this burning love of God, this burning simcha of Shabbos and Yontif, and that's why the Mishnah doesn't list an exception for Simchas Torah, doesn't list an exception for Shabbos and Yontif, because it's not an exception of Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's only for those great people, those lofty souls who feel this Rishpei shall have us ka, the Rishpei A shall have us ka, for them it is a heter. So I'm still not sure how this can be a heter for Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, for everyone to dance, for an entire camp to dance, for a broad community, but at least for Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, that is the heter of the Munkacher Rav, Zechusa Yagin Aleinu. Rav Avadia was not impressed. He said, "L'maisa ein laharis l'hakel b'zeh." Even if we agree that this is called Simchas Shel Mitzvah, good, but it's not better than the mitzvah of Simchas Chasen V'Kala. And the halacha is, he says, we're not makel for that. We're not makel for general Simchas Shel Mitzvah. Simchas Torah is a special case, he says, but there is no general heter for Simchas Shel Mitzvah. So mehechet esi to be makel, he says. So it's osir, he says, and there is no legitimate heter for dancing for Simcha and Befrat. He says it's not really a mitzvah. Shabbos we find, especially on Shabbos, not Yontif, he says, Shabbos we find Oneg, not Simcha. Dancing is not Oneg. He says, dancing is maybe Simcha, not Oneg. Anyway, there's no Heter of Mitzvah, so he's not impressed by this Minhag, he says, and therefore, HaChareidim L'Dvar Hashem, you want to be Frum, you want to be Erlach, Yikabu Schar al Aprisha, you will be rewarded by Hashem for dropping this Minhag, Yikaimu Mitzvah Simcha B'Yontif, B'Shir B'Peh. You want to do Simcha, sing verbally. Don't dance, and certainly don't play instruments. The Dvar Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg, was appalled. He was absolutely furious at Rav Avadia, who he said was Hitzel Dofi B'Gdolei HaChasidus. He's impugning the custom of the leaders of the Hasidim, as if they're being makel on something where there's no heter, chas v'shalom. He says even the Misnagdim today agree that the Gedolei HaChassidus were Gedolim B'Tara B'Yira, and they were no less Gedolim than the Gedolim that Rav Avadya Samechan, his halachic tradition. The Chassidim were no less towering authorities than those of the Sfardim or of anybody else. Certainly from contemporary Gedolim, the early Chassidim, he says, were towering figures. But for some of Ein Tzarech Raya, even if we don't fully understand the justification of Rav Avadya, you don't understand. Yesh Litzel Sachasar and Das Banu. It's our lack of understanding. We can't be Mavatel their Das and say they have no basis for Heter. Also, quite an interesting point he makes, Kfar Yadua, it is well known, he says, Ein Kulos Eitzel Chassidim. There's no such thing as Chassidim being lenient. In Nira Lanu, he says, Eza Kula. If we see a practice of Chassidim which seems lenient, that's because the Chumrah in some other context. And the Gedolei Chassidus held that we have to be very machmer somewhere else, even if that comes at the cost of a Kula in another context. Ein Machm Laharchim Advarim. Chassidim don't make Kulos, he says. So then he discusses Milchas Elazar. He explains that Rav Avadya misunderstood the Milchas Elazar. He said, Milchas Elazar doesn't mean that there's a general mitzvah like eating meals on Shabbos and having covenant onig on Shabbos. That mitzvah would apply to everyone. That wouldn't be only for the Anshe Maisa, the Rishpei A shall have us cup people. That would be a hetter for everyone. Rav Ehrenberg explains, we don't mean the cover that the Torah commands people to follow customs, to practice customs of covered and simcha on Shabbos. We mean that a person himself internally feels so joyous, so thankful to Hashem, Asher and Chilanu, he's medayik, the language of the Milchas Elazar, that he gave us Shabbos, he's so joyous that he spontaneously feels that he has to dance. That kind of mitzvah is docha. It's not the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is docha v'isur. Chas v'shalom. Mitzvahs are not docha, Shvusin, he says. But the joy that a person feels that Hashem gave him the wonderful mitzvah of Shabbos, that's what the post can mean about Simchas Torah, the joy that we feel that Hashem gave us the Torah. That joy, that expression of simcha, that there was no shvus about that kind of dancing, and that's what the Milchas Elazar meant. That was the practice of the Chassidim. He was so upset at Rav Avadya. He concludes this was in a response to Rav Avadya sent him a copy of Yirmiyahu Omer Chelek Gimel and asked him to comment. He says, "I would comment anyway because I always comment when I read Svarim." He says, but his conclusion to Rav Avadya is, "Im kvoda li shamea, if you listen to me," he says, "I advise you." Shiafarsim Barabim, you should publicly acknowledge Shachozir Bro Mashakasim Basifro. You retract what you wrote criticizing the Chassidim. Shalmaisa Ein Laharas Lahakal Bazep. Pen Chas V'Shalom, if you persist in taking a critical stance against the Chassidim, Yichve Baroschin, you'll be burned in their hot water. Me'akro Shinaga Be'esh Shalhevis Lavas Gedolei HaChassidus. You touched, you offended the fire of the Gedolei HaChassidus. Hamahar Acharem, one who questions, who second guesses their practice. Kimahar Acharei Ashchina. You have no business doing this. You have no business doing this. So you really should retract this. Needless to say, Rav Avadya did not retract this in his tshuva in the Yechavadat. He persisted in his ways. He says, he notes politely, he says, Rav Ehrenberg gave him a hard time about what he wrote in the Abiyah Omer. He was masig betokif al dvarenu. He says, Ulam ani amashmarti amoda. I stick to my guns, he says. Ashnuya didei on the pilpulim, on the terutim of Rav Ehrenberg, lo samchinan. We don't rely on these kinds of creative arguments, he says, to matur and isr shvus, based on chilukim that have no yisod, b'divir Rav Tzenu aposkim. These clever, creative chilukim about rish be'e shall have us ka, very nice, he says, but they have no source in the poskim. We can't permit a shvus based on such arguments. The last two svaras, two similar svaras to legitimize our dancing, these perhaps are the most uncontroversial. The third is the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Avadya actually does not like this one, but the Aruch HaShulchan says the kind of dancing that Chazal asserted was dancing that was done, complicated dancing with steps, the sorts of dancing that women do, he says, in tune to music, he says. That dancing was inherently a musical activity, and that would lead to fixing clay share. He says, Achshav, we don't dance like that. We just sing and we dance, we clap, we jump around, he says. We don't dance in time to the music. We don't even know what banging a clapping kafal yarech is, he says, and the clapping is just noise. We just make enthusiastic noise, and we don't do the seder k'rikudei nashim. We don't do elaborate formal dance steps like women do, he says. Merakta belostar, we just dance energetically without any seder. Ain kan gedr shem yitachin klei sher has nothing to do with music. That's not what Chazal asked. That's the heter of Simchas Torah too, he says. He doesn't like the heter of the Marik. Marik says the heter of Kavod HaTorah, he says. Kasha be'enai levatel shvus drabanan. A Shvera Heter, he says, to set aside a Mishnah, he says, difficult to understand, kind of Chiddush, he just disagrees with the Marik, the Gedolei HaKadmonim this way, but he says, the real Heter is, it's not real dancing, it's just energetic expressions of joy and of joy and good cheer. Kamapam, he says, that's the minute Rinu Shigadolim is tapchim be simcha. He's seen Gedolim clap be simcha. I don't know about dancing, but he says at least they clap be simcha. So that is his heter. The Dvar Yeshur of Ehrenberg, this is another heter, he says, to justify contemporary dancing. Doesn't bring the Aruch HaShulchan, but he comes to the same conclusion, he says. Rashi says, the Gzeira of Eimer Akhtin is, Gzeira Shem Yitakein Kenegdon Klesher. Rashi uses the word Kenegdon, that the music was Kenegdon the dancing. The Rav Ehrenberg is Medayek. The word Kenegdon, we're talking about dancing which is Mechuvan Kenegdon Klesher. Dancing which is closely connected to music. Merakhtin Beketev, to a beat, Lufi Ketev Asher, Sheyesh Berikon Likvizah Chachma, Ki Yadua. He brings a rach who says it's only oke ragla achas maniach achas. You lift off the second foot before putting down the first foot, not just walking around in a circle. Haino rikun metuchnan, elaborate dance steps. He says rikun nog achshav ben achasidim, the kind of dancing we do. Eino begeda rikun klal. That's not dancing. That's just tnuas aguf, bodily movement. He says magbia, you raise your body up. Mashpil gufo, v'holichum estoviv v'mochol, you bring your body around in a circle. Blishum seder v'ketev, no steps. He says there's no klei shir, there's no music. That's not, even though we often, in a weekday, we do play music, even that kind of dancing we often do associate with music, he says. This kind of dancing, Rav Ehrenberg says, the Chassidim do is not dancing to music. That's not dancing. That's called halicha b'machol, me'olam lo nesa. And the truth is, this idea of dancing in a circle, even without the question of music, based on the language of the Yerushalmi, is said by a number of other poskim. This is sort of a fourth approach. The Dvar Yeshua mixes both of them together, but other posts can focus on this, not the music. They focus on the fact that if you're not oker rachas maniach achas, based on the Yerushalmi, that's not dancing. The Torah Shabbos was one of the first, apparently, to propose this. He says, the Iker justification for our dancing is, that's not dancing, what we do. Rikud is only oker rachas maniach achas, we don't do that. That's what Rav Ehrenberg says, mixes it together with the Aruch HaShulchan. And even the Yechav HaDat, who doesn't like most of these other Eterim, the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, is Divrei Nevius. He's not impressed at all. He says, he saw the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, Einam el divrei nevius, migil la razet. Who told him that the time of the kind of dancing in Chazal was only with klei shir, and not dancing to music being sung vocally, as we do, he says, and gam bezman hazeh, he says, we often do play music, as we noted, we clap in time to the music, and in time to the singing. So the Aruch HaShulchan, who focuses primarily on the fact that our dancing and clapping is not done in time to music, Rav Adya may have been thinking primarily of Sephardic cultures, Arabic cultures, which may have been more rhythmic, more melodic, more methodic, more musical than the Aruch HaShulchan, who was dealing with a rougher, more European custom. But in any event, Rav Yosef was not impressed by the Svara of the Aruch HaShulchan, that our dancing and clapping is not musical, but he does like the Svara that going around in a circle is not dancing. Rav Adya Samech on this, he says, Mikol Makom Nira, Halicha B'machol, dancing in a circle, with shiras and tishbachos, that's not rikud. Brings the Yerushalmi, the rikud is only oker achas maniach achas. Brings the Rach, who says the same thing. Brings the Torah Shabbos, who said this. Says the Dvar Yeshua said this. Even though the Dvar Yeshua connected what he said also to the idea that it's not musical, which sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Adya seems to understand the Iker is this far of the Torah Shabbos, the Yerushalmi, the Rach, that it's just going around in a circle, and that's not dancing. And this far of Rav Adya accepts. This far is something he seems to feel that you can rely on. And the Yalkut Yosef too, he says that you're able to be samech on this. The Yalkut Yosef says that even though dancing is usur and you have to tell people not to dance, and certainly if it's fardim, even if they're not fardim, he says, efshir la'akel, by going around in a circle, bulvad, shirus and tishbachos, if you're not only oker achas, maniach achas is usur, going around in a circle is technically mutter, but he concludes, ha'machmer gam bazeh tavo la'bracha. The heter is not absolutely a klar heter, but he's willing to make al nikra din, but a machmer bazeh is tavu alav bracha. Lev Avram, Rav Avram Weinfeld of Muncie, also, I guess, came from a Hasidic culture, argues that dancing is absolutely mutter. He says there is a solid, well-established minhag to be matter, and that itself, the minhag itself, is the reason to be matter. He says you can't be mahar after a minhag. The Yerushalmi says minhag mevatel halacha. The Torah, he says, the Aruch HaShulchan Svar, the other Svar, some Chashal Mitzvahs, are all justifications for the Minog. We ourselves, he says, certainly we wouldn't use the Svar that Mitzvah is a reason to set aside a Shvus. Chas v'Shalom, as all the posts can say. Just because the Mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, that's not a reason to be Oker a Shvus. But he says, since we see it's the Minog, Al Karchach, we see that those who established the Minog, this was a Shul Minog, a Minog Vasikin, obviously it was established by Gedolim. So Al Karchach, they knew it was Mutter. And the reason they knew it was mutter was probably because they knew that for makom these mitzvahs, they weren't gozer. But that's how we understand the Hetzer. Since it's a clear, well-established minhag v'sikin, we have to accept it, just as, I guess, the Ramah says famously about duchening, and the Beis Ephraim says at length, chas v'shalom, to cast aspersions on a well-established minhag going back centuries. And it's a shul minhag. It means it was clearly established by Rabbanim. It's not a private minhag of people who don't listen to Chachamim. So we can't, the Lev Avraham says, we can't be mahar after the minhag. We can say svaras, maybe why they were mekel, but the ikar hetzer is minhag mevatel halacha. Since it's the minhag, he says, we have to accept that there must be some justification, and therefore it is absolutely mutter, he says, because that's the minhag. So the bottom line is, many of the Hasidic poskim, the Chassid Lazar, Rav Ehrenberg, Lev Avraham, and even Rav Yaakov say that the minhag is mutter, maybe by Nefesh Yachmer according to Rav Yaakov, but even that, only privately, but the minhag is an established minhag in Ein Lahar Acharav, while others, or Moshe, felt that there is basis to be mekel, but you can't say it's aser, people are knowing to be mekel on Tosis. Ramosha was a little less happy, he said, by Lefesh Yachmer, and Rav Avadya, and Mefardim, I guess others, Rav Avadya held, it's Oster Mikra Din, Tosfos is the Loka Hilchasa, he said, it's against the consensus of Poskim, even the Ramah only brought it as a Yesh Omrim, certainly Sfardim must be stringent, if someone sees a Sfardi dancing, one should be Mochiachim, albeit gently and gracefully, he says, Ashkenazim maybe have a little more leniency, dancing in a circle, I've seen many contemporary Poskim in Eretz Yisrael, some of the Dati Lumir Rabbanim, and this is the Svara of the Torah Shabbos. Rav Adya also agrees, Mikra Din, or HaShulchan, as well as the Dvar Yeshua, the Torah Shabbos, all say that simply walking in a circle, if you're not Oker Achas Maniach Achas, that's not real dancing, that's not Oster, either because of the Aruch HaShulchan Svara, that it's not musical dancing, it's not the sort of dancing associated with music, or perhaps for the more widely accepted Svara, that if you're not actually lifting your feet in the air at the same time, you're not Oker Achas Maniach Achas, that is not really dancing, that is just simply called walking in a circle, that's not the sort of dancing that Chazal asserted, and therefore that is mutter, mikra din, according to many poskim, although the Alka Yosef it says, even that is tavo alav bracha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.